spread out here a little bit. We'll gather around the front. So we have to be around this way. Come on in. Welcome to Sacred Steps to Santiago, the opening night. We've had it up since Friday. People have already been enjoying it. Glad that you're here this evening. As you can read in your bulletin, the smoke expeller, the transliteration of the Spanish, or the incense was done back in the medieval times. It still is as well, but to help things smell a little better when all the people had been traveling on the road for a long time without bathing. So it's also, incense is used as a way of let our prayers rise before you as incense in a song. So let's begin with the gathering prayer. Even before we call on your name to ask you, O God, when we seek for the words to glorify you, you hear our prayer. Unceasing love, O unceasing love, surpassing all we know. Even with darkness sealing us in, we breathe your name. And through all the days that follow so fast, we trust in you. Endless is your grace. O endless your grace, beyond all mortal dream. Some of us gathered for dinner earlier and came over and made a pilgrimage to the chapel. Now we're going to continue that pilgrimage with the rest of you joining in. And I'll ask Patty to carry our candle, and we will follow her around the perimeter of the chapel. And you'll get a quick glance at what's hanging, and you'll have more time later to look at that. I invite you to follow us and us to sing as we walk.
Thank you. reading from John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness.
This evening we'll hear excerpts from Walter Hilton's The Ladder of Perfection. Walter Hilton is best known as a 14th century mystic, English mystic, so we're mixing nationalities here tonight. Before he became an Augustinian priest, he was also a lawyer, practiced civil and canon law. Now The Ladder of Perfection is a guidebook for the Christian's pilgrimage to the spiritual Jerusalem. So we wanted to take advantage of his thoughts tonight.
If you wish to be a spiritual pilgrim, you must divest yourself of all that you possess. That is, both of good deeds and bad, and leave them all behind you. Recognize your own property so that you will not place any confidence in your own work. Instead, be always desiring the grace of deeper love and seeking the spiritual presence of Jesus. If you do this, you will be settling your heart wholly on obtaining the love of Jesus and whatever spiritual vision of himself that he is willing to grant. For it is to this end alone that you have been created and redeemed. This is your beginning and your end, your joy and your bliss. Therefore, whatever you may possess and however fruitful your activities, regard them all as worthless without the inward certainty and experience of this love. Keep this intention constantly in mind and hold on to it firmly. It will sustain you among all the perils of your pilgrimage.
Thank you.
But beware of enemies who will set themselves to obstruct you if they can. Nothing distresses them more than your desire and longing for the love of Jesus. And their whole purpose is to uproot this from your heart and turn you back again to the love of earthly things. Your chief enemies are the bodily desires and foolish fears which the corruption of human nature stirs up in your heart, and which would stifle your desire for the love of God and take full possession of your heart. These are your deadliest enemies. There are also others, for evil spirits employ all their tricks to deceive you. But you have one remedy, as I told you before. Whatever they say, do not believe them. Keep on your way and desire nothing but the love of Jesus. Let your answer always be, I am nothing, I have nothing, I desire nothing but the love of Jesus. As you are on the road, they will not cease to harass you. At one time they will intimidate and threaten you. At another they will try to flatter you and seduce you to make you abandon your purpose and turn back. You might say such things as, if you persist in this desire for Jesus and continue in your first fervor, you will ruin your health or suffer from delusions and fits as some do. Or you will be a beggar yourself or suffer some injury and no one will be willing to help you. Or the devil may put such subtle temptations in your way that you cannot resist them. For it is a dangerous course for anyone to forsake the world completely and give himself entirely to the love of God, seeking nothing but his love, because he will encounter many perils of which he knows nothing. So turn back and forget this desire which you can never fulfill, and behave like other people in this world. Such are the arguments of your enemies, but do not believe them. Hold firmly to your desire and reply that you desire to have Jesus and be at Jerusalem.
Thank you. is the road I can call my own, that I left, that I lost so long ago. All these years I have wandered, oh, when will I know there's a way? There's a road that will lead me home.
After wind, after rain, when the dark is done, as I wake from dreaming the old day, through the air that's calling from far away, there's a voice you hear that will lead me home.
Rise up, follow me, come away is the call. With a love in your heart as the only song. There is no such beauty as where you belong. Rise up, follow me, I will lead you home. The hymn that we just sang comes to us from there, and our closing prayer this evening, which we will have in a minute, is by J. Philip Newell, who was the worship coordinator at Iona for several years. This blessing is from his devotional, Each Day and Each Night, Celtic Prayers from Iona. Let us pray. God before me, God behind me, God above me, God beneath me. I on your path, O God, you, O God, on my way. In the twistings of the road, in the currents of the river, be with me by day, be with me by night, be with me by day and by night. Amen. Thank you for joining us this evening for this devotional time together. At this time, we'll offer more leisurely viewing of the display. We took it fairly quick around. I saw some of the images, but I'm glad that we can spend some time now to look at them. There are brochures back on the table there. The idea is to go in order if you care to, or you can do whatever you like, but to start with one and go around this way, and you'll take a mini pilgrimage yourselves. Also, there's a schedule where you start back there. There's a schedule of other events that will be happening and have happened throughout the next couple of weeks. I hope that you'll be able to join us in some of those as well. But first, the peace of Christ be with you always. I invite you to share a sign of peace with each other and then make your way to wherever you'd like to be to start